SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. There has been a shooting by an ICE agent in Minneapolis, but more on that. But first, let me tell you about the 180 million Americans that are being impacted by a severe winter storm. And it's stretching all the way from Texas up through New England, citing comments from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Please use common sense and please show courtesy and grace in the days ahead. Please stay off the roads. Please look after your neighbors.
U.S. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino tells reporters that a border agent protected himself and fellow officers when an armed man approached them.
Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots. Medics on the scene immediately delivered medical aid to the subject, but the subject was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect also had two loaded magazines and no accessible ID.
After doing very little domestic travel during his first year in office, President Trump will be gassing up Air Force One more often this year, and it has everything to do with politics. For House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan, holding on to that slim majority is job one.
I think Americans vote with their pocketbooks, and with the work that we've done in the working families tax cuts, I think people are going to see real relief. They're already seeing some real relief, but we are going to continue to dig out of this disastrous mess that Joe Biden and the Democrats left us.
More than 1,200 flights have been canceled for the weekend across the U.S. as the monster storm is going on right now. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats pass an abortion amendment.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful that the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom says it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. If we want a society that respects women and girls, then we need to come to terms with that truth. And he adds, the sooner we do that, the better. ADF has been a leader in defending state laws that keep boys out of girls' sports. This is SRN News. A pre-dawn landslide on Indonesia's main island of Java killed at least 8 people Saturday and left 82 missing as rescuers struggled through deep mud searching for survivors.
The landslide in the village in West Bandung region occurred when most residents were asleep. The region has witnessed intense rains for the past few days. Residents in areas which are known to be prone to landslides have been ordered to evacuate. The disaster comes just weeks after more than 1,000 people died in landslides and flooding in North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and Aceh provinces.
Days of torrential rains had caused rivers to burst their banks. Authorities say they have arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. More details at SRNnews.com.